This podcast is produced and distributed by Biz Radio Asheville. To receive the free Biz Radio app, just text the word Asheville to 36260. That's Asheville to 36260. With the app, you can easily enjoy this program and other local programming podcasts on demand.
I'm Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and this is In Business with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Today with me is Lisa Linder. Lisa is a transformational coach who helps people ready to make a change in their lives. She is an intuitive empath, a law of attraction expert, and channels divine energy to give appropriate guidance and direction. Lisa teaches the tools and techniques of universal laws to help clients manifest what they want so they can live their best life. Man, that already gave me goosebumps. Lisa, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yay. Lisa and I met, we've actually never met in person.
That's
in
right.
2020, yeah. But we met through Mountain BizWorks. You'd worked with a couple other coaches, and you are so spiritually driven and so creative that, you know, sometimes it's hard to find the right mentor. And I feel like when we kind of connected, there was something that felt really synergistic.
Yes, everything is synergistic in my life. There's lots of synergy. Yes, I'm happy to be working with you.
Well, maybe let's kind of give people a little bit of background on you. Obviously, we just read your bio about being a transformational coach, but how did you get started? What led you here? Why the law of attraction? Just let me know about you.
Yeah, so, wow. I mean, I was an interior designer for 20-some years, and through that process of having my own business and doing work, I really, you know, life happens. And I had a whole bunch of things happen in my life that led me to my own healing process, started about 20 years ago. And so I really became a certified hypnotherapist, really all to have my own healing journey and had a spiritual awakening. And when something so profound happens like that in your life, it just becomes this really big part of your life. And then I've always been someone who people have come to for mentoring and advice. And about 4 years ago-ish, somewhere around there, I decided to make the switch and started doing coaching for people and really teaching people what it is that I know about universal law, which I've been studying really for 20 years.
Well, what about for those people who are sort of new? I talk a little bit about universal law, but I'm certainly not an expert. So is there, you know, a 2-minute pitch that we can kind of break down that concept for people if they're not as familiar with it?
Sure. Universal laws it's all about how the universe works. There's things like gravity. I sort of say that to people that we have here on this planet that works in a way that, we can't always see it, but we know it's there. And there are things like the law of attraction, and there are certain ways that the universe works that most people don't really know about. I mean, I think it became more popularized when The Secret came out.
Right.
But it really is about finding out about how the universe works. There are certain laws that govern this planet. And when we know how to use those laws, we can really attract into our lives what it is that we want. All talks about energy, how everything is energy and vibration and how that works and how we can use that to live better and happier and healthier.
It's so amazing to have. I mean, I'm still really new in this show, but I've had so many different types of entrepreneurs. One of the ones I just had last week was Nicole Lee, who started as a salon owner and is now also an entrepreneurial coach. And you, who started as an interior designer, and me, who started in mental health, and all of us sort of learning through our own journeys and learning through discovering spiritual things. And like you said, just understanding the laws of our current world to really find our hearts and our true passions, right?
Yes. And it's an ever evolving process. So yeah, it makes sense that we start out in one place and then we grow and evolve into something else. And that for me is what the journey is about.
Well, I mean, I think that's a perfect segue into, obviously you pivoted a couple years ago, you were doing one-on-one coaching. What really was the squeeze and the decision to pivot to creating your first online course?
Yeah. Well, I really was doing this work that I just wanted to get out of, and I kept attracting the same thing into my life. And I really took a look at what was happening in my life, and I just had this awareness that I really needed to stop doing what I was doing and really just make the switch. And that's a tough thing to do when you're in a pattern and you are just doing the same thing over and over again. You have to really be conscious of what you're doing and really start making the switch. And I think you asked about doing online. It really didn't become completely clear to me until we got into the pandemic. I really got quiet and really connected within, which is what I teach people, and took my own advice and thought, okay, what am I really supposed to be doing? How can I be more in purpose? And how can I help shift consciousness? And how can I help people get to more of what they want to be doing and live better? Yeah. And because I really worked on that process myself for many years, it just came to me that I was supposed to be doing online classes to reach more people and help people live better and happier and healthier.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I just kind of heard you articulating in that process is really accepting each part of that process and that challenge, right? When you were learning being an interior designer, really being really present there, but you outgrow those things. And so you had to then come to your spiritual awakening and realize coaching was what I wanted. And you learned that and you honed that. And then there's a limit, you know, your turtle shell gets too small, or, you know, your house isn't quite fitting you anymore and you have to grow. And those are really scary moments. And, you know, working through some of that with you has been amazing. You and I are not the most techie people. And we have figured out how to get newsletter, you know, automated sequences. And you've done amazing work with some other coaches there on getting your website up and running. And will you just talk a little bit about the How to Live Your Best Life course and kind of what kind of things you have in there and what that looks like?
Sure. Yeah. It's, what I did was I took all these different topics that I wanted to teach people about different universal laws, how to really love yourself more, how the process of manifesting, and it was broken down into 3 weeks, and each week there's 5 or 6 videos that I've done, and there's documents and exercises to really put into motion what it is that these videos are talking about. And it's an as you wish to do it. There's no time limit on it, but it is broken down into 3 weeks, where you are, where you're stuck, and then how to get to what it is that you want.
And I think, you know, the power of three is so beautiful and has so much to that. So people being able to kind of walk that process and do all of that also weirdly parallels into, again, all of this self-work you've done, where you have this ability to teach people how to live their best life. But you particularly, and so many of my clients and myself included, are really working on what systems create that for us, you know? And so you and I talk a lot about project management and how to bring things to the finish and exactly which tools work for us. And so would you mind talking a little bit about the uncomfortability of business planning and what that's looked like for you over the last year? I know so many of the people who listen and the clients I work with this is where they get terrified and they're afraid to share the hard part. So anything you feel compelled to share, I'm sure would feel really well received.
Yeah, I think when you're a creative person, most creative people I know struggle with the business planning part because planning is left-brained. It's not really right-brained. And so when you are more comfortable in the creative part and the right brain part, it sometimes becomes a struggle to really hone in on the steps. And, you know, I'm someone who lives my life in flow and tries to live in alignment as much as possible. And that's not a linear process. Mm-hmm. And so getting to the parts of planning can sometimes be a little tricky. Certainly for me, I know for other entrepreneurs that I know as well.
Yeah. So what has worked for you? I mean, what out of the things we've done or any other coach you've worked with, what is helping you move through? Because I have seen a big change. When we started, you really felt like getting this course you weren't sure if it even was possible, right? And again, that's such a normal feeling we all have is, am I actually capable of achieving my greatness? And just to where you are now, you have clients who've taken this class, you're about to start producing and launching a whole new one. Like what has worked for you?
There's a couple things that have worked for me. One, I took a big whiteboard, probably it's actually about 6 feet wide and long. And I started just putting things, sticky notes up on this board, different topics. And then I was color coding so that I could see it very clearly. And then what happened was I really took it to my computer as well, which is something that you helped me with, create a spreadsheet, which was very helpful for organizing and seeing very clearly what are the topics I wanted in there? What are the different exercises I wanted in those classes? And how to really make that all work in a way that made sense for somebody taking the class.
Right. And how it makes sense for you to know, oh, I have to complete X amount of videos by this date to get this part of the business rolling and all of that. And truthfully, we work through many different iterations of spreadsheets and to-do lists and checklists. And it's that I want to iterate that because that's important. Is I've been doing business planning for a decade and I still recreate new systems and find different things that work. But the things I did hear that you said that I think are really effective for a lot of creatives is that whiteboard. So you know what manifestation and vision feels like, right? The next piece of that is taking them in the stickies and putting them on a whiteboard or literally just that brain dump piece. And you just kind of finitely move it more and more into a point. And yeah, sometimes you need a bit of a support or someone to teach you the technique, but it's been really, really beautiful and powerful to watch you learn that. And now you have recreated that project management process for your new class that's going to be launching soon. Let's talk about it.
Yes, it's very exciting. Okay. It's How to Attract Your Soulmate, which is the next class that I'm going to be offering sometime the end of January, beginning of February.
Coming up soon.
Coming very soon. I'm working on it and it's very exciting. And it is a much easier process once you've done the first one to really go into the second one. But it is using universal laws. It feels very exciting. And there's been a lot of excitement and interest in it. So
is that part of why you chose to? I mean, what was the reasoning behind the soulmate class?
Well, I attracted my soulmate into my life and all universal laws are the same. And so it all works the same way, regardless of what it is that you want to manifest, whether it's more abundance, more money, a soulmate, whatever it is that you're looking, even if it's more peace in your life, everything works the same way. And so it doesn't matter what it is that you want to draw into your life. Anything is possible. But because I have attracted my soulmate into my life, I thought it would be a great thing to be able to teach people how to have more love in their lives.
And I think some people are ready for the concept, how to live your best life and apply those tools in a much bigger perspective. And others need a little more direction, right? I'm ready for the relationship. I'm ready for the business. I'm ready for this piece. And so I think that there's a lot of room and breadth for you to grow with these coursings and provide so many opportunities for people around what, you know, the law of attraction really can provide for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. It's very exciting.
It weirdly reminds me of sort of the last couple of years of my life. And, you know, it's been a really up and down. But when I went and started kind of manifesting and visioning last year, the beginning of last year, I gave myself a financial number to hit. And it was over double the amount of money I've ever made in any one year. And I haven't run my taxes yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm like within $2,000 of that. And one of the best parts about it was me understanding from what I do, and again, you're much deeper in that, but the laws of attraction, it's really about embodying the feeling of achieving that thing. It's not always about here's exactly how I'm getting there, right? That business planning process isn't necessarily completely attached to attraction and manifestation. And so that was really beautiful to watch the two play together. As I set this goal and then I lived life and then I went back and looked at the goal and I was like, oh, I did achieve said thing.
Yes, when you put it out there, it comes back to you as long as you are not stopping it with a limiting belief or a pattern or some sort of resistance. The universe always brings to us what it is that we ask for. And you touched upon something that's really important. You said something about feeling. Our heart is 5,000 times more magnetic than our brain. And so that is the way that we draw and manifest what we want into our lives, is by feeling how it is that we want to feel. It's very important. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I mean, is there anything, and I mean, I'm kind of putting on the spot, so if this is a lot, like whatever, but is there a tool that you use that we could kind of break down for people right now? Again, I think that we talk on a high level about these tools and sometimes it feels really confusing for people on how to get started. So is there something we can give the entrepreneur who's feeling stuck right now, or a simple little exercise for them to work on?
Well, it's being stuck is really different than trying to manifest. If you're feeling stuck, I usually tell people to get out into nature, to move a little bit. It's really when you're stuck, you're just in a stuck pattern or stuck energy. And the best way to get unstuck is to do something a little bit different, to move some energy.
Disrupt that. And so maybe what I'm hearing you say too is if you're stuck, that's not the time for manifestation, yeah?
Never the time for manifestation if you're stuck, because then the law of attraction says like attracts like, so you'll just attract more stuckness into your life if you're trying to do that. But a great way to manifest is envisioning what it is that you want and then really feeling that you have that thing that you want. And really, it's really all about feeling good. Whatever it is, it's just about doing something that makes you feel good, because when you feel good, when you do something fun, when you're in joy, your vibration rises, and that is how you attract the best possible thing that you want into your life, is by feeling good.
One of the things I've read before, and I'd love to hear your perspective on this, but the body doesn't necessarily understand the difference between dreaming about something and actually physically doing it sometimes. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's actually your mind. So your mind doesn't know the difference whether you are actually doing it. If you're feeling it, you're actually having the experience, and there can be a physiological response. And so when you're envisioning and feeling it, that is why it gets drawn into you, because you are actually having that experience on some level. And so it has to then show up for you in your life if you're not blocking it in some way by saying, oh, I can't have this, or I'm not good enough to have this, or I'm not worthy enough to have this.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many internal parts that play in, but we both know that being creative, we are constantly told, well, you can't be a millionaire, or you aren't going to be successful, or you're bad at business planning, or all of these, you know, limiting self-beliefs that we have to unpack, you know? Yeah. And that is just powerfully important in that process.
Yeah. And that is what I help people do with the coaching piece, is really help people unpack that, what the limiting beliefs are, because it really is the only thing that stops you from getting what you want.
It's just, it's so amazing to have you as a colleague and a client and a friend and all those things. It's just, it's so nice to have other individuals really challenging you in your own mindsets and beliefs. And I'm very thankful that the universe brought us together over this last year.
As am I. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, how about, you know, I know we're getting close and we'll probably have to wrap up soon, but can you share a little bit about some of your creativity and what really inspires you outside of work? Like what really lights you up in the world?
Oh gosh. I mean, I love to make jewelry. Ooh. I love to be creative. I dabble in creating home accessories, and really I'm someone that nature is in complete and total alignment. So I get out in nature as much as possible and do things that make me feel good. I'm someone that really loves to have peace in my life. So I do a lot of things that make me feel peaceful. Peaceful is a really high vibration. And so I do things that really help me stay happy and peaceful. And it's a great way to create.
I had no idea you made jewelry. I'm going to have to look at some of this stuff. It's a one-track minded sometimes. One of the few things I wanted to just touch on here is like, a lot of the people who listen, sometimes they are very clearly an artist, a musician, a painter, things like that. And sometimes they're more in the world that you are. They're more of a coach. They are an interior designer, these other things. And I just want to remind everybody that the way I view creative entrepreneurialism is your mindset around it. And so it doesn't mean that you are particularly an artist to be a creative. And I really think you embody that so beautifully. And that's part of why I wanted to make sure that you could come on and talk about what it means to be a creative entrepreneur, even as a coach, even as a consultant, even as an online educator. That's really important. So
yeah, it's constantly changing and evolving. And it's a fun process. It can be if you want it to be.
That's right. That's right. And of course, when we have those moments of feeling stuck, that's why we have our team of support. So I hate that we have to wrap it up, but we are kind of at the end of the show today. Is it possible for you to let the listeners know the best way to connect with you?
Yeah, my website is lisalindertransformations.com. And there's an S on the end of transformations.
Perfect. And we'll make sure that that gets in the show notes for anybody too. And there's some amazing classes right now that you can take. Some new ones coming up. And she also does a whole other thing we didn't even touch on today too, where you have the Lisa Mission. We'll probably have to bring you back and make sure we can talk about that more too.
I would love that. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Lisa. And as always, I'm Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and this is In Business with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect with me by downloading the Biz Radio app, by texting Asheville to 36260, or on Instagram at jph.creative. I'd love to hear your show suggestions or any questions that you may have. And of course, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.